BBC News with Marianne Marshall. Two senior figures taking on key roles in Donald Trump's new administration have given strong endorsements of the U.S. intelligence community. Mike Pompeo, Mr. Trump's pick for head of the CIA, and General James Mattis, nominee for U.S. Defense Secretary, expressed confidence in intelligence officials a day after the president-elect suggested security staff may have leaked unproven allegations about him. A U.S. government watchdog has launched an investigation into actions taken by the FBI during the election campaign. The decision by the FBI director, James Comey, to reopen investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server less than 2 weeks before the election shook up the race. The Italian-American carmaker Fiat Chrysler has been accused of not telling the authorities about software regulating emissions in thousands of its diesel vehicles. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said the company had broken the law by installing but failing to disclose the technology in thousands of vehicles. The Nigerian lower house of parliament has voted to offer the Gambian president, Yahya Jammeh, asylum if he steps down. Mr. Jammeh initially accepted he'd lost last month's elections before sparking a national crisis by changing his mind. A bill decriminalising some forms of domestic violence has passed its first reading in Russia's lower house of parliament. Women's groups have reacted angrily to the legislation, which would see first offences which don't require hospital treatment defined as administrative rather than criminal. The Russian Defence Ministry says its military has signed an agreement with Turkey, spelling out how they'll coordinate their forces in Syria while carrying out airstrikes. The two countries brokered a ceasefire last month between the Syrian government and rebel groups. Syrian state television says a suspected suicide bomber has carried out an attack in the capital Damascus, killing at least 6 people. BBC News.